The main area, the main group of birds that have struggled in the previous years are the farmland birds. So things like curlew, redshank and lapwing, they're pretty much gone as a breeding species on the island. We've lost yellowhammer, which is one of the farmland species. So yeah, they were
very prominent when I was young on the farms, you know, growing up on the farms.
Yeah, beautiful little bird, really. The males are such that gorgeous bright yellow, so really distinctive and really noticeable. But yeah, in the last 20 years have gone, same with corn bunting. So yeah, unfortunately a lot of our bird species are struggling. We get summer storms where we never used to. It's very unpredictable in the spring, and that can have a huge impact on breeding birds if they're not able to get into, you know, good condition to breed. And we saw that with the choughs last year when we did some survey work, that a lot of the birds weren't breeding, and we think it was just the very wet summer. But then so climate change is having an impact, and as are humans. Overall, unfortunately, numbers are down on the previous census that was carried out in 2015.
Is that a worldwide trend, or just it's just been noticed on the island?
That's just on the island. When you look at the British Isles as a whole, it's incredibly interesting, because here in the Isle of Man, we've always had a really good, steady population, but over the last 10 years, we've seen this decline. Northern Ireland, they're pretty much gone as a breeding species. In Scotland, they're on their way out as a breeding species. There's not very many of them left. But then you go to Wales, where they're doing really well and have done for quite a few years. And then the south of England, where historically they haven't bred, but over the last 10-20 years have made a comeback. So it's a really, really mixed picture across the whole of the British Isles. It's really interesting.
Is anyone ever get to the bottom of why the birds move from place to place? They decline in some areas, growing in others?
There's a lot of work going on at the moment, and it's no one single thing. So, I mean, in Scotland, they know that a lot of it's related to genetics. They've hit a bottleneck with the genetics, and that's why a lot of the birds are inbred. Yeah, it's there's no one answer, but there are lots of people who are looking at this and trying to find the answers.